matinong usapan para sa maunlad na bayan, Luzon, Visayas at Mindanao, buong mundo kasali ka. Dito rinig boses ng masa, magkakaiba ngunit isa, ate, kuya at mga pe, bata, matanda, kasali ka. Halika na at pakinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na at pakinig sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka. Dito harapin ang sama-sama mga isyu ng ating lipunan.
Ayang bukas kang tinding-ding, tinig at tindig na bayan. Lakas ng sama-samang paghakbang, ikaw at ako, kasali tayo.
Halika na at makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na at makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Sobrang saya at sigla sa DZUP 1602. Simula ng umaga sa boses ng estudyante. Mga programang likha ng mga estudyante para sa mga estudyante. Pagsapit ng alas 11, tara! Tugtugan na sa talatugtugan kung saan ihahatid sa inyo ang magandang musika at masayang kwentuhan. Tuwing alas 12 ng tanghali, nakahanda na ang mga programa sa At Your Service para kayo'y paglingkuran at sumagot sa inyong mga katanungan. Sa alauna ng hapon naman, makinig, makiisa at makialam sa samut-saring ideya at adhikain ng mga programang may magagandang layunin sa advocacy. Alamin ang mga maiinit na balitang pinantayan ng DZUP News Team sa DZUP News Headlines tuwing alas 2 ng hapon. Pagsapit ng alas 2:15, sumali na sa balitaan, balitaktakan at kwentuhan sa May Punto Ka Dyan! Pumasok na sa back-to-back na eskwelahan sa radyo, kung saan bida ang iba't ibang kolehiyo ng pambansang pamantasan, ang Radio School. Tatlong oras na, alas 4 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi. At tawagin na ang buong tropa pagsapit ng alas 7 dahil tropang radyo na, kung saan nabubuo sa radyo ang tropahan. Sobrang saya at sigla mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Kaya tara na sa matinong usapan para sa maunlad na bayan. Dahil sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
DZUP Balita. Mga balitang tinutukan ng DZUP 1602 sa oras na ito.
Magandang hapon, narito na ang mga balita sa oras na ito. Isang Pilipina na papunta sana sa kasal ng kanyang anak ang hinarang at binantaang aarestuhin ng mga otoridad sa Seattle International Airport sa Estados Unidos. Ayon kay Karina Yonzon Grande, 63 taong gulang, hinuli siya ng mga opisyal ng U.S. Immigration, ikinulong sa isang kwarto sa loob ng 6 oras nang walang pagkain at inumin at tinanong tungkol sa dahilan ng kanyang pagbisita sa nasabing bansa. Aniya, pinapili siya ng otoridad kung pababalikin siya sa Pilipinas o ikukulong at pagbabawalang pumunta sa Estados Unidos sa loob ng 6 taon. Dahil sa gutom at pagod, pinili na lamang aniya na umuwi sa Pilipinas. Samantala na nga ako, ang Department of Foreign Affairs o DFA na tutulungan nila si Grande at aaksyon na ng iba pang kaso ng pangmamaltrato mula sa foreign government officials. Ayon kay DFA spokesperson Raul Hernandez, handa silang tumanggap ng iba pang detalye ng insidente mula kay Grande. Sa kabila ng insidente, tiniyak ni Hernandez na maayos namang nakapaglalakbay ang milyon-milyong Pilipino sa ibang bansa at hindi nakararanas ng aberya tulad ng nangyari kay Grande. Ako po si Eastman Lises. Para sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Susunod na ang lab ko ang sports sa tib ng UP College of Human Kinetics.
DZUP Balita. Mga balitang tinutukan ng DZUP 1602 sa oras na ito.
Club ko ang sport. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwerabolahan. Hatid sa inyo ng Kolehiyo ng Pantaong Kinetika at DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Magandang hapon sa inyong lahat. Ako po si teammate Lani at kasama ko ulit ngayong hapon si teammate Deo.
Magandang hapon sa inyong lahat.
At si teammate Mo.
Hello po, magandang hapon.
At nandito naman na naman kami para sa isang makabuluhang talakayan tungkol sa sports. Ano nga pala ang ating topic ngayong hapon, Deo?
Topic natin ngayon ay football. Football naman.
Yan. At meron kaming panauhin ngayong hapon para ikwento sa atin ang mga pangyayari sa football. Bakit football ang napili natin ngayong araw na to?
Kasi football player din ako. Tapos yung last time, basketball. Yung si Mo, basketball din siya. Pati malapit na yung football season, kaya yun yung napili namin.
Yes, kasi ho sa UAAP, ang basketball first season sport, at first semester season sport. Second semester naman ang football season. Kaya naisip namin na maganda siyang talakayan ngayong hapon. Sige, Deo, pakilala mo na yung ating panauhin.
So, ang kasama natin ngayong hapon, isa siyang third year student na nagtitake up ng Eurolanguage. Ang height niya ay 5'9". Ang position niya sa team ay winger and striker. So, si Paco Liganor.
Hi guys, good afternoon. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat.
So, magandang hapon. So, Paco, unang tanong. Paano ka nagsimula maglaro ng football?
Nung bata ko, napakulit kong bata. So, nahirapan mga magulang ko na alagaan ako habang nagtatrabaho sila. So, nung nasa prep pa ako, nagay ako sa isang football summer camp para mapagod daw bawat hapon. Tapos, pagdating sa gabi, tulog na lang agad. Pero napansin ng mga magulang ko na nag-excel naman ako. Kaya ever since then, tinuloy-tuloy ko na.
So, yung pamilya mo, yung daddy mo ba nung sport? Nag-football ba siya? Kaya nagustuhan mo yun?
Ay, hindi. Dad ko galing UP, tapos nag-men's team din dito.
Ng football team?
Basketball team.
Ah, basketball.
Basketball.
So, hindi naman siya na mag-basketball ka din?
Napansin niya na meron na akong hand-eye coordination nun, pero awkward daw maglakad. So, wala akong foot skills. So, isa pa yun kung bakit linigay sa football.
Sa mga magulang kasi, magandang advice sa kanila na obserbahan ng mga anak sa kanilang habang mga bata pa, obserbahan ng kanilang behavior or kanilang mga talents para pag nagdesisyon kayo kung saan nyo ipapasok yung anak ninyo, medyo tugma dun sa kung saan sila pwede maging successful. Kasi pag hindi naging successful yung bata, it can lead to frustrations.
Yeah.
Pero yun nga, yung in order to avoid them getting frustrated, dapat itutugma nyo sa kung anong nakikita ng skills na ini-exhibit nila. So, yun nga, yung hand-eye coordination or maybe even endurance or coordination,
hyperactiveness
or hyperactiveness. Yes, so ano, there is for many parents, maganda yung ine-expose yung mga bata sa various kinds of physical activities. So, pero ikaw, football lang ang exposure mo. Hindi ka nila pinag-try ng ibang sports?
Later on in my grade school life, they made me play basketball for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then in high school, I was also part of the track and field team,
mm-hmm.
which competed for the juniors in Ateneo.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, running mm-hmm. has been a major factor mm-hmm. as a sport for me.
And you were experiencing success naman dun sa mga sports na yon.
Yeah, in basketball, mm-hmm. I was supposed to be part of the basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
But then, it coincided with my football tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had to choose. My parents gave me the option to choose which I wanted to take. And then, since I've been playing football since I was a kid, that's what I chose. And I let go of joining mm-hmm. the basketball team mm-hmm. in grade school.
So, nag-enjoy ka naman?
Oh, madami akong natutunan sa football mm-hmm. na makapagtulong din sa buhay later on.
So ano yung mga bagay na bakit mo mas nagustuhan yung football kaysa sa basketball?
Kasi basketball, nakita mo na physically gifted silang maglaro. Pag mga bata tayo, exposure lang natin sa basketball NBA. Siyempre, maaliwan naman yung mga nakadunk, nakatira na malalayo. Pero pagdating sa football, nung mga bata tayo, hindi pa siya masyadong exposed. So, para nakatulong din na pag sinabi sa'yo ng mga ibang tao na napagaling mo, alam mo na magaling ka sa maliit lang na pool. Unlike dito sa basket, sa Pilipinas, na pag sinabi mo magaling ka sa basketball, madaming tao ang nagko-compete kasama mo para sa praise na yun.
Oh, tama yun. Mas mahirap talaga mag-stand out sa basketball, lalo na dito sa Pilipinas.
So, nabanggit mo pala kanina na, yun, na nag-grade school ka sa Ateneo. So, bakit mo napili na mag-aral sa UP?
Hindi ako nag-desisyon para makapasok sa UP. Dahil doon nga, grade school, high school, nasa Ateneo na ako. Pero hindi ako nakapasa sa UPCAT. Kahit na gusto man pumasok dito. Pero nung sinabi ng dad ko na may tryouts for the football team, sinubuan ko. Tapos nung sinabi ko na nakapasa na ako sa tryouts, sabi niya sa akin na magde-decide tayong dalawa. Pero nung sinabi ko na nakapasok na ako, sabi niya sa akin na, hindi, UP ka na. Ako na nag-decide para sa'yo.
So, hindi ba pumasok sa isip mo na yung mga teammates mo sa Ateneo, eh, baka magalit sa'yo kasi doon ka nang galing, doon ka galing ng grade school sa high school. Tapos biglang lilipat ka ng UP.
Sa simula, meron. May discomfort na sa apat na taon magkakasama kami naglalaro. Tapos pagdating sa college, mag-aaway-aaway namin. Pero para sa akin, nakakatulong ngayon na kaaway mo mga lumang kaibigan mo. Mas makakalabas ng rivalry within. Friendly competition, kumbaga.
May, tsaka may advantage yun kasi dahil kasama niya ng 4 years, familiar niya siya dun sa kanilang mga moves. Kaya alam na niya kung anong
tendencies na isang tao. Ah, yan, pala yung kaliwa lang yan.
Strategy gagamitin niya kung paano niya iti-check.
So, yung ano po pala, yung course mo, your language, bakit yun ang napili mo?
Euro languages kasi since I was in high school, I found out that my talents really lied in speaking with other people, conversing. And I wanted to pursue a course that could really nurture my gift in language. And then I decided that since UP is a very wide school and it gives a lot of choices, I found that if I wanted to pursue speech, why not European languages? It gives me the opportunity to learn a lot more about other countries. And then hopefully, with this knowledge, I can work abroad and pretty much do whatever I want to do.
Anong major mo sa European languages?
Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish, I know. Because my mom, she's half Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
My lolo and her siblings, they all mm-hmm. speak in Spanish. And ever mm-hmm. since I was a kid, I was kind of amazed at listening to something so foreign mm-hmm. and I wanted to be part of that also. Mm-hmm.
So, hindi ka naman nahihirapan sa course mo ngayon?
Sa simula, mahirap. Mm-hmm. Kasi it's like learning something new
mm-hmm.
and totally weird because mm-hmm. you don't know what to expect. But mm-hmm. then as you go on along with it, you start to pick up and then you start to relate it to the other stuff and it mm-hmm. becomes easier mm-hmm. eventually.
Actually, for your the information of our listeners, ang European languages talagang maraming opportunities pag nakagraduate. Lalo na sa mga embassies, for instance. Ano,
foreign affairs.
Yeah, sa foreign affairs. So, and I think ang UP is only one of few universities that offer that type of major. Kaya talagang it's an advantage for us. O sige, before we end the segment and proceed to the next segment, makinig muna tayo sa mga balita tungkol sa UAAP.
Okay, so last week sa balita sa UAAP. So congratulations sa UP table tennis team ni Coach Oski. Tinalo nila ang Lasal sa championship na may tries to beat advantage. So, tatlong beses nila tinalo. And also, congratulations kay Kyle Slau, isang member ng UP Men's Basketball Team, sa pagpanalo ng UAAP Rookie of the Year Award.
So, we'll take a short break. Tayo po ay nasa DCUP Love Go Ang Sports. Halika na makinig sa DCUP. Kasalika.
inaanyayahan ang lahat ng elementary students at teachers na sumali at makipagsapalaran sa kalangitan ng National Children's Science Interactive Workshop 2013, Terra Genera, Navigating, Unearthing, and Reviving the Wonders of Mizra. Tuklasin ang hiwaga ng Earth Science ngayong October 21 to 24 sa Royal Tagaytay Country Club, Alfonso, Cavite. Para sa ibang detalye, tumawag sa 332-8151 o bisitahin ang aming website www.psysc.org at ang Facebook page facebook.com/psysc.csiw. Ang lahat ng ito ay inihahandog ng Philippine Society of Youth Science Clubs sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Anong gagawin sa baha?
Siyempre, sisipsipin.
Sa mga kaibigang hayop?
Pasisilungin.
Sa maduming hangin?
Lilinisin.
Eh, sa mga illegal logger?
Maraming ginagawa ang mga puno para sa ating lahat. Kaibigan natin sila, kaya't huwag silang abusuhin. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Kaya kong unahin gumawa ng homework kahit gustong-gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer games.
Kaya kong manatili sa iisang lane at sumunod sa traffic light kahit nagmamadali ako.
Kaya kong tumawid sa tamang tawiran kahit gaano pa kataas ang aakyatin kong footbridge.
Kaya kong regular na magbayad ng buwis kahit napakaliit ng sahod ko.
Maliliit na mga bagay pero malaki ang may tutulong sa pag-unlad ng bansa. Ikaw, anong kaya mong gawin para sa Pilipinas?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwera bolahan!
Magandang hapon sa inyo ulit at nagbalik kami para ituloy ang ating talakayan tungkol sa football. Mo, baka gusto mong umpisahan?
Okay, so Paco, earlier minention mo yung tatay mo na siya yung nagdesisyon na pumunta ka sa UP, na yung mga magulang mo, sila din yung nagdesisyon na pumasok ka sa football nung bata ka. So, ano yung relationship mo sa yung magulang? Kamusta naman?
Napaka-close namin. I go to my dad and my mom for advice in anything. When I have problems, they're always there for me. And when they need help, I try to do what I can. Give them a hug, simple. We're very close.
Nung maliit ka ba, sino yung naghahatid sa'yo sa practice, nagsusundo?
Daddy ko po. Siya yung naghirap talaga doon. Dahil natira po kami sa Muntinlupa.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, nag-aaral ako sa atin na yun noon. So, alas 4:30 pa na umaga, nagigising na siya.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, gigising niya ako mga 4:45, breakfast. Kahit na trabaho niya mga 7:38 pa.
Mm-hmm.
Aalis kami ng bahay ng 5 mm-hmm. para lang makapasok on time.
Very interesting yun kasi research has shown na most of the time it's the mother who's the primary caregiver. At pagdating sa sports, siya yung naghahatid at nagsusundo sa anak. So, ang tatay ni Paco ang gumagawa nun. So, kakaiba siya, no? Siya rin ang kasama mo pag may mga games.
As much as possible, ayaw po nung mga magulang nandun sa venue nanunod. Dahil dati nung bata, kinakabahan ako. So I tell them to, if they'd say they'd watch, I'll just tell them not to show themselves around the field. If ever they watch, they should be somewhere hidden. Parang hindi mo Dati nakukonscious ako dati palagi.
Oh.
Pag nandun sila.
So, pag nanunod sila, nakukonscious ka, at ano nangyayari, ninenervous ka, and nagko-commit ka ng mga mistakes?
Feeling ko bawal magka-mistake. Pero mas lalong napapadami mga mistake ko. Dahil parang pag nandun mga magulang ko, I have to be the best I can be.
Parang ayaw mong mapahiya sila dahil sa ginawa mong mali. Ganon. So, naghihintay lang sila sa labas or nanonood din sila pero hindi sila nagpapakita sa'yo?
Hindi nagpapakita saan. Pero may mga instances na sisigaw mom ko dahil may nagawa maganda. May marinig kang sigaw sa kaliwa or sa kanan. Tapos alam ko, syempre, nanay ko. Tapos mapapatingin ko, ay, nako, nandyan pala sila.
Tapos afterwards, magsasuffer yung laro mo.
Kung maganda naman yung ginawa ko, tapos napasigaw sila, syempre, nakakabusa ng confidence yun.
Mm-hmm.
Pero pag, kunyari, nabunggu ako, syempre, mother ko, tapos she's a mom, she wouldn't want her only son to be hurt.
Oh.
Sisigaw yun, may sasabihin sa mga player, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Mapapaya naman ako dahil sino ba gusto na makikilala ang mga magulang mo, diba? So doon nagsasuffer yung performance yun.
O kasi minsan ang mga magulang hindi mapigilan eh, lalo na pag nakita nilang nasaktan yung anak. Gusto nilang sila pupunta doon at susuntukin yung susugudin yung nakasakit.
They always have an instinct to protect their
uh-huh.
children.
Kaya nga sa mga ibang groups or mga teams, talagang sinasabihan yung mga magulang wag na lang manood. Kasi nga parang nadidistract yung mga bata at the same time para hindi na sila problemahin ng mga coach. Nangyari ba sa iyo yan, Deo?
Oh, ma'am, lalo na sa UAP, lalo na nung championship namin. Talagang yung crowd, ano, nagsisigawan, minumunan nila yung mga kalaban, ganyan. So, ang ginawa ngayon ng, so, ang ginawa last year nung Ateneo, naglagay na sila ng barricade dun sa field. Kasi nga, sumusugod yung crowd, lalo na pag may nakaka-goal, pumapasok lahat sa field. So, may mga guard ng bantay kapag ganun. Kasi nga, grabe yung excitement ng mga tao. Uh-huh. Tsaka yung mga parents nandun palagi.
Mm-hmm. Actually, may mga incidents na nangyari na sa UAAP. Hindi man sa UAAP, sa mga yung mga laro ng mga midgets, for instance, na yung mga parents ang sumugod sa loob ng court or nung field. Kaya nagiging problema ng organizer at saka ng mga team coaching staff kung paano kokontrolin ng mga magulang. Kaya I've read somewhere that some coaching staff members have also come up with parang guidelines for parents on proper behavior when watching their son's games. Kasi nga baka nga ganun, mga sumugod, o yun ngang minumura yung kalaban, ayaw natin yun. Kasi lalo na mga estudyante, mga bata pa, tapos naririnig nila na minumura sila ng mga magulang ng ibang tao, kaya nagiging traumatic experience. Binidyo ka ba ng mga magulang mo nung naglalaro ka? Kinuhanan ng maraming litrato, ginawan ng scrapbook?
Oh, meron o. Pinapadala sa lola ko sa States dahil it brings her joy knowing how all her grandchildren are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd send postcards also saying that you did good and everything. Uh-huh.
So anong nagiging feeling mo pag nakikita mo yung mga lumang scrapbook mong yun?
Nakakatawa po. Makita mo, isang bata malaki tinga, putik na putik, pero naka-smile pa rin, parang walang pakila sa mundo.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos itong lumalaki na, uy, gumagwapo ako. Parang ganun.
Pero dapat yan talaga itago para maipakita mo rin dun sa
next generation.
Oo, next generation ng anak mo in the future na naglaro ka.
Okay, so, okay, mukhang okay naman yung relationship mo sa mga magulang mo. Kamusta naman yung relationship mo sa mga kapatid mo?
I'm in the middle of two sisters. I have an older and a younger. And we're all 2 years apart. When I was a kid, I used to play with them with their Barbies and everything. Because I had no playmate. Especially if it's raining outside and you couldn't go out. I couldn't go out with my friends. I'd be stuck at home with them without those semi-fashion shows and everything. So it was fun. And then puberty struck. So for a while, we kind of grew separate. We became distant and everything. I would rather hang out with guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently, like last year, my older sister got married. So that was a big blow because since puberty struck, I thought like I was distant from her. And then we got close later on. But then she got married and then she moved out of the house. So I was like, just when I was starting to have another solid relationship with my older sister, she decided to get married and have her own family already. But with that, it's just me and my younger sister at home now. Mas solid kami. Dahil lahat ng paglalabas kami, pareho barkada namin sa village namin, palagi may magkasama.
Athlete din ba siya?
She tried early on, but then I think I'm the only one that got the athletic genes in the family while they got the intellectual genes.
Mm-hmm. So you're not only the middle child, you're also the only son.
Yeah, so I can say that I'm the favorite son of my parents.
Pero ano, hindi naman nag-play favorite yung magulang mo? Wala bang mga, well, speaking from experience, we almost had a similar setup. I had a brother who was in between me and my sister. So parang he felt na may discrimination in that masyadong mahigpit yung magulang ko sa kanya. as opposed to kaming mga babae na parang okay lang na lumabas kaming hindi nagpapaalam, pero ang kapatid ko kailangan third degree, sino kasama mo, anong oras ka uuwi. So walang ganong klaseng napansin kang ano difference in treatment ng mga magulang mo sa'yo?
Meron po. Pero ma'am, baliktad tayo ng situation.
Ano?
They were stricter with my siblings and they were more loose with me. Like my younger sister, she was supposed to study also in UP. But then my mom was so against it because she was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So since I was the only guy, I was allowed to have my own boarding house here. Mm-hmm. I would stay 5 days a week away from them. Mm-hmm. So basically, I grew up in my college life being far away from them, but the trust was there.
Mm-hmm.
So they just let me be. But at the end of the day, I'd go home. Mm-hmm. At the end of the week, I mean, I'd go home, tell them about my days and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so wala namang, hindi naman natin masasabi na paborito siya, gano'n, ano. Medyo, mas more, anong tawag nito, ang trato sa'yo, I'm more as a letting you try out being independent.
Yeah,
gano'n.
And since I was a guy, they were like, they had less fears, because I wouldn't, since I'm a guy, I wouldn't go home one day to them and say that, hey, the mom and dad, I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So that wouldn't be an issue with me.
Well, but that's also an interesting point kasi, well, alam niyo naman, formerly member, dean ako. So, we would listen to mga reports presented from the Office of the University Registrar. Ang lumalabas, mas natatakot ang mga magulang kung mga anak nilang lalaki ang papasok sa UP. Dahil dun sa mga fraternity violence. So, this has, you know, parang sort of changed the image of the university as a safe place. So, maraming mga magulang, pag mga anak nilang lalaki, ayaw nilang pumasok dito kasi baka maging member ng fraternity, maging victim ng fraternity violence. Pero in your case, mas napinayagan ka ng magulang mo. Pero of course, dad mo dito graduate. Ano,
so kaya na-witness niya rin po yung experience dito.
Oo. Kaya siya walang fears na ganun.
Wala
ano?
Po siyang qualms doon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so meron ka bang naging coach na parang father figure sa'yo na nag-guide sa'yo sa football at even off the field as well?
Si Coach Anto, yung head coach ng UP ngayon. Nung pumasok, hindi po siya yung head coach na kumuha sa amin, si Coach Vinny. Pero nung start ng year, napalitan ka agad siya ni Coach Anto. Tapos nalaman ko na parang he's not like the authoritative figure that will just dictate to you what to do. He's also the one that reminds you that you have to go to class, you have to focus on ACADS first. Because first and foremost, we are student athletes. That's what you'd always impound on in our minds and our hearts, that academics comes first, athletics comes second.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so before we take a break from this segment, makinig muna tayo sa mga balita. Deo?
Okay, punta naman tayo sa national news. So Pacers versus Rockets, so October 10. Darating ang NBA sa Manila next week para maglaro ng exhibition game sa Mall of Asia Arena. Ang mga star na pupunta dito ay sila Dwight Howard, Jeremy Lin, James Harden, Paul George, David West, Roy Hibbert, at marami pang iba. Ito ang unang beses na maglalaro sa Pilipinas ng NBA.
Salamat, Deo. At tayo muna ay magpo-pause for a few minutes. Nasa DZUP Lab ko ang sports po kayo. Halika na makinig sa DZUP
Jogging,
basketball,
kumain ng maraming gulay,
8 hours of sleep a day,
yoga,
taekwondo,
biking,
mountain climbing,
rutas,
gymnastics,
uminom ng maraming tubig,
push-ups,
volleyball,
ballet,
tai chi,
weightlifting,
swimming,
football,
diet,
break dancing,
arnis,
maraming paraan para magkaroon ng malusog at malakas na katawan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Anak, samahan mo
lang ako sa supermarket. Kailangan ko ng tagabuhat.
Sige po, ma. Kunin ko lang yung susi ng kotse.
Huwag na, anak. Sayang pa sa gasolina. Kaya namang lakarin yung supermarket.
Eh, ma. Para hindi na po tayo mahirapan.
Okay lang, anak. Maglakad na lang tayo. Exercise ko rin to, eh.
Kung kayang lakarin, lakarin na lang. Tipid ka na sa gasolina, na exercise ka pa. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pangpalakasan para bolahan.
Magandang hapon ulit sa inyo at balik tayo sa ating pinag-uusapan tungkol sa football na panauhin namin si Paco Licanor. Tatanong natin sa kanya ngayon, Deo?
So, kanina na bago mag-break nabanggit naman natin yung coach mo. So, kumusta naman yung UP Men's football team ngayon?
We are on a road to redemption right now. Because last year we fell short of the ultimate goal, which was to win the championship. So, we were up there, but then apparently we just lost in the finals.
So, what do you think you have to do now to improve on your performance?
Right now, we have to use that heartbreaking experience as a motivation to strive for more. Because we're already up there. We're already there. We just came short just by a hair.
Pero like, ilan dun sa mga last year ang graduate na? So, parang may mga panibagong adjustments.
Oh, madami po nawala, ma'am. Oh. Mga nawala. They were there since the 08 championship, so they really brought an experience. And with that, I think that's the biggest factor that's being taken away. People that have been there, who have brought so much to the team. But that will also give an opportunity for the younger players to adjust and then strive for more and be better, so that they can say that, yeah, we lost some really good players, but then we'll be the next batch of great individuals for the team.
So, like, in terms of playing experience, ilan ng mga medyo senior na at ilan ng mga baguhan pa lang? Is it like 50-50? Or?
Ah, hindi po, ma'am. Mas madami po mga bata ngayon.
So, mga 70? Ang mga bago?
Yeah, pretty much.
70% of the team?
40-60, most probably.
40-60?
Yeah, 60% are new.
Won't that be more of a disadvantage?
It would, but then the newest batch we got, they're a pretty solid group of young, talented players. Mm-hmm. Most of them played for the under-19 ASCAL's team, which won in Australia in the start of the year. So we know that individually they're very talented. We just have to know how to incorporate them into the UP system, UP style of playing football. And hopefully from there we'll be able to see adjustments and we'll win.
So sa coaches mo pala, nabalitaan, madami nakabalita na wala na yung assistant coach, no? Anong masasabi mo dun sa bagong coach na dumating?
Si Coach,
pwede mo bang introduce or name and kung saan siya nanggaling?
Si Coach Popoy
Clarinho.
He's the new head coach now, but it doesn't seem like he's new kasi senior din siya ng football team.
Galing din siya ng UP.
Galing din siya sa UP. Teammate niya rin po yung head coach na si Coach Anto Gonzalez. Nung panahon nila, sila yung nanalo ng championship dito din sa UP. So parang we're not gaining someone new, but we're gaining someone who's been there also, who has won the championship, who has dealt with being a part of the football team, who knows how it is to be a student athlete. So he's like one of us, but then he just has the title of a coach. And he's also like a carbon copy of Anto in a sense that when Coach Anto has other priorities, because he's also handling a different national team, under 16, I believe, and Coach Popo is the only one there. Whatever the system Coach Anto implies, whatever system Coach Anto puts in front, Coach Popoy, to the letter, will follow it. So parang wala rin po nawala sa amin.
So nabanggit mo na, yun nga, may ibang priority si Coach Anto. Hindi ba nahihirapan yung team, lalo na si Coach Popoy, kasi ngayon, madami kayong players, mga 30 plus players sa team. So, hindi ba kayo nahihirapan?
nahirapan din dahil para sa isang tao mag-handle ng ganung kadaming ganung kadaming mga bata. Syempre magulo 'yun. Pero sa nakita ko naman sa training, bumabalik at bumabalik din naman po yung mga senior na team, yung mga nag-graduate na katulad si Deo, he's been active. Mm-hmm. He's been helping trainings also and the other seniors who've been able to win it for us before. Mm-hmm. They're helping us. They're helping instill they're helping instill to us the training system of Coach Anto and helping Coach Popoy out by focusing more on small groups so that it's easier to handle the team.
So hindi ba yung motivation ba ng athletes, lalo na yung mga bago ngayon, hindi ba sila na, di ba affected dahil ayun, wala nga yung head coach sila, ganyan, tapos minsan yung training dalawang coaches wala. So wala na ba kayo narinig sa mga bata na ganun?
Madami. Bata ngayon, iba na eh. Dati kasi pag sinabi, nung panahon namin ni Deo, pag sinabi ni isang senior na punta ka dito, gawin mo to, kami pa mahihiya na hindi namin magawa.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ngayon sa napapansin ko, ang press ko ng mga bata ngayon, ng mga freshman ngayon. So ngayon, napakadami nila in terms of number. Pero wala pa sila, siguro hindi pa na pumapasok sa utak nila na seniority system yung sa football team. Eh, mm-hmm. Na magpapamatayaw para sa senior dahil isang balang araw, yung mga tutulungan ko rin naman yung mga bata.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun. Pero ngayon, parang wala eh.
Eh, paano mo i-resolve yung ganung klaseng problema?
You have to talk to them.
Kasi you cannot let that go on.
Yeah, you can't. Because I think they just have to realize that this rule is implemented because it's also for their own good.
Yeah.
Because we have been in UP longer than they have, so we have more experience than them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like they just have to learn how to accept it and approach us one by one, or like just approach the whole thing as a positive enforcement, as a positive rule output for them.
Mm-hmm.
So dun sa ano, kaabanggit mo lang yung seniority system, pwede mo bang i-explain lalo na sa mga listeners natin na medyo hindi nakakaintindi?
Seniority system, pag freshman ka sa football team, ikaw in charge sa lahat ng gamit, sa tubig, sa mga bola, sa mga cones, sa mga ice. It's bawal ka malit. Dapat 30 minutes to almost an hour, you're ahead of everyone else to make sure that all the equipment are ready, that the training will go smoothly. Because pag wala yung equipment, walang mangyayari sa training.
Mm-hmm.
Eh. So pag nagkamali, dun papasok mga seniors at papagalitan para malaman nila na may sistema tayo sa football team. Na this, you wake up earlier than everyone, you prepare everything early so that everything goes smoothly. And then later on, the next batch will do that. This is done, I think, because the football as a sport teaches young individuals to be very, how do you say this?
Responsible.
Oh.
Pero
and it instills
yun?
A lot of discipline.
Well, we call that organizational culture. Okay, when you join any team or organization, there's a culture that you learn to adapt to. And one of these is certain tasks that only a particular individual is supposed to do or a certain age. So you go through that process kasi that's part of adaptation and learning to be one with the group. Part of training yun eh for harmonious relationships within the group.
Yes, that's true.
So, role ng seniors talaga ang magturo dun sa mga juniors kung anong klaseng behavior ang expected sa kanila. At, pero meron din ba kayong mga, kasi like, sa swimming team, meron silang mga parang mga, anong tawag nito?
Initiation.
Pinapatakbo sila around the oval, naka-swimsuit. So, meron din bang ganon? Binubugbog din ba kayo?
Meron pong initiation sa football team, pero para sa amin na lang po yun. Para kung gusto nila malaman, sali na lang po sila. Sali na lang sila.
Oo, kasi may rites of passage. I think lahat naman ng teams meron, ano?
Not everyone can just be a part of it.
Yes, not everyone can be part of the team. And each team has their own you know, way of doing it. So meron naman, meron din, okay? Pero
it's a night you'll never forget.
Uh-huh. Hindi namang ano, X-rated ganon.
Ay, hindi naman. Hindi naman.
Okay.
For boys only.
Yeah, for boys only. Okay, so anything else ano?
So pwede ka, hindi ba pwedeng pwede ka pa pala magkwento ng sa experiences mo as a player ng UP?
So coming from Ateneo, tapos high school, tapos pasok ng UP.
Transition.
Culture shock. Culture shock. Mahirap. Sa UP kasi sanay ka na lahat ginagawa para sa'yo. Eh. Mm. May mga ball boy na dyan, may mga yung assistant coach sila na nag-aayos ng pitch, yung coaches nandyan na lahat, may gumagawa na para sa'yo. Pero pagdating sa UP, sariling kayod eh. Ikaw magigising ng sarili mo, kailangan mo 5 o'clock, 4:30, gising ka na, tapos pupunta ka pa, pibili ka ng ice, pibili ka ng tubig, handa mo yung cups, lahat yan. Tapos mahirap din. Dahil labanan eh, competitive yung playing spot sa UP men's team. Mm-hmm. Although your teammates, your friends outside the pitch pagdating sa football field, parang rivals kayo eh. Mm-hmm. Oh, sabi, kaibigan kita, pero mas gusto ko maglaro eh. Papakita ko sa'yo na mas magaling ako sa'yo. Tatalunin kita sa training. Mm-hmm. Ganun yung sistema sa UP.
Meron, dati kasi, tinatanong ko yung si Coach Anto. Kasi pag, before the meeting on eligibility sa mga players, palagi siyang pinopostpone niya yung pag-submit ng kanyang listahan. Sabi ko, bakit ang tagal-tagal mo mag-desisyon kung sinong ila-line up mo? Ang sagot niya kasi sa akin, he wants to keep everyone on their toes. Ganon, ano? Kasi hindi mo alam kung kasali ka ba or hindi until the last deadline for
para
ano.
Para ma-prove mo talaga sa'yo may sarapat na.
Kapag sinabi agad, may mga players na magre-relax na.
Magiging complacent.
Magiging complacent na sila na, ay, hindi pala ako kasama sa lineup. So,
ba't pa pop? Ba't pa gagawin?
Hindi na magde-training, ganyan. So, mawawala yung motivation to play.
Mm-hmm.
Siguro yun yung isang factor.
Pero, ako naman, ang tingin ko naman doon, hindi ba unfair din naman doon sa players na umasa ka ng masasali ka tapos at the last moment sasabihan ka, cut ka?
To some degree, but I think it's how you look at it. Eh. Mm-hmm. Let's say you did your best right now but you got cut. That for you should be more of a motivation to prove yourself the next time around. Parang, oh, ako na dapat yan eh. Mm-hmm. So you'll have to work extra hard to prove to coach that he made the wrong decision and to your team it's na ako yung dapat nandyan. So you feel bad for a while but it should fuel a fire. It should burn the fire in you to prove more to yourself and to others.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just hope that for those who do get cut, ganun nga ganun ang naging. Kasi yung iba, it becomes more traumatic and they get depressed. And
yeah, not everyone accepts criticism.
That's so, true. Usually, sa 5 years ko nang naglaro ako, may mga players na, kunwari, sa cut-off na, kunwari, last week na ng cut-off, nawawala yung motivation. Kunwari, nalaman na nila na nakat sila. So, the next year, minsan yung iba hindi na naglalaro, ganyan, nagsastop na mag-football. Kasi nga, yun, bumababa yung motivation na to play.
Yun nga, nadidepress sila, kaya parang hindi sila nagsasucceed. So, pumapasok dun sa pag-iisip mo na baka hindi ako talaga pang-football. Ganun,
bakit pa ako naglalaro? Ganyan.
Oh, ba't pa ako maglalaro? Baka I should try something else.
Pero kung mahal mo yung sport, eh, gagawin mo rin kung lahat.
Para dun sa who are passionate about it, talagang they will not accept that as a setback. Yeah. It will serve as motivation for them to do better the next time around. O sige, so before we end this segment, makinig muna tayo sa balita.
Okay, so para sa ating international sports update, nagsimula na ang NBA preseason at bumalik na si former MVP na Derrick Rose para sa Chicago Bulls kontra sa Indiana Pacers. Nakascore siya ng 13 puntos sa kanyang pagbalik sa ACL tear.
Okay, salamat mo at tayo po ay magte-take ng short break. Halika na makinig sa
Thank you. Naghahanap ang BZUP 1602 ng full-time news writers at reporters. Kung ikaw ay isang college graduate at interesadong maging kabahagi ng BZUP 1602 news team, ipadala na ang iyong resume sa bzupnews@gmail.com. Para sa ibang detalye, tumawag sa 503-8288 o mag-text sa 0927-220-8332 at hanapin si Ms. Tess. Sa BZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Alamin ang mga pangunahing balita tumutok sa DZUP News Headlines alas 2 ng hapon Lunes hanggang Biyernes dito sa DZUP 1602 kasali ka.
Narinig mo na ba ang balita?
Oo.
Nabasa mo na ba ang dyaryo?
Siyempre.
Eh, napanood mo na ba ang show?
Naman.
Pero alam mo ba ang mga isyong nasa likod nito? Para malaman mo, makinig na sa Usapang Media tuwing Martes, alas 6 ng gabi, dito sa DZUP 1602. Katsali ka!
Wow! Si Superman! Idol ko yan eh!
Bakit mo idol si Superman?
Kasi malakas siya.
Oo nga no!
Sana may superpowers ako para makatulong rin ako sa iba.
Hindi kailangan ng pambihirang lakas o kapangyarihan para maging superhero at makatulong sa kapwa. Pwede ka maging super sa pamamagitan ng maliliit ngunit mabubuting gawa.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwera bolahan!
Magandang hapon ulit sa inyong lahat at tutuloy natin ang ating talakayan tungkol sa football.
Okay, so Paco, kamusta yung karir mo dito sa football sa UP?
Not as good as I'd wanted to be. Kasi nung galing, paglabas ko atin na yun, feeling ko sobrang galing ko eh. Dahil ganun yung mentality ng mga Atenista eh. Napakagaling namin eh. Pero biglang na reality check ako pagdating sa UP na parang wow, mas madami pala mas magaling sa akin. Pero mas nakakapag ano rin yun eh. Mas nakakapag motivate.
Actually hindi lang naman sa sports din yun eh. Kasi pati sa pag-aaral, akala mo ang galing-galing mo na sa for instance sa math, tapos papasok ka sa klase na mga kaklase mo mga valedictorian galing sa Philippine Science gano'n, na minamanila yung math, biglang napaka-bobo ko palagi ano? So hindi lang sa ano yun, sa sports ano, in all aspects naman of life here in the university, pero maganda rin siyang experience kasi yan yung reality eh. Paglabas mo naman sa mundo, ganun yun eh. You will meet a lot of people of various abilities, all right? And this should not parang deter you from pursuing what you want, yeah, di ba? Kasi sometimes for some, nadidepress na sila na may mas magaling pala sa akin, tapos biglang nagka-clam up na and nag-hide from the world, but which is not the right way to do it. So, there's still time for you. You might be a late bloomer.
I hope so. I believe so.
So, sa football career mo, balak mo ba mag-continue playing na balak mo ba mag-professional player dito sa Pilipinas or maglaro para sa ASCALS?
Oh, it's a dream. It's a dream. But with what I'm focusing now, I'd want to finish my studies first. Because I believe that, yeah, football is it's a fun sport. It's a sport that will get you places if you're really good. But for me, I'd want to finish my academics and really do well there.
Ano ba ang... kasi like maraming play sa basketball, meron tayong professional, may PBA. So sa football meron din yung mga anong semi-professional ba o professional?
Actually ano pa lang siya, semi-professional league o yung UFL, United Football League. So yun, doon naglalaro yung mga ASCAL, sila Phil, sila James.
Pero pwede rin ba siyang pagkakitaan ng pera? I mean, at like a professional basketball player, mo magkano ang mga contract ng professional basketball player dito?
Well, yung normal sa rookie, yung parang average player, siguro mga 100,000 pesos a month. Tapos wala pang mga mga bonus yun.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, yan ang mga ano contract nila. No? Ganun din ba sa football?
yung football kasi, nag-grow pa lang siya ngayon. Eh. Parang late pa lang siya nagde-develop. So, pwede siya maging part-time siguro. Kasi usually, ang kikitain mo doon, siguro pagkaka-start mo pa lang is normal na siguro yung 15. Mm-hmm. So, pag sobrang galing mo na yan, sinafield, siguro malaki yan. Hindi ko sure. Pero malaking numbers yung ano.
So, parang 15,000, so equivalent na rin yun naman sa mga
normal.
Contractual employees, gano'n.
So, pwede siya maging part-time na. Mm-hmm. Yan, parang ako, nagko-coach ako ngayon, tapos yun, naglalaman din ako sa UFL. So, malaking tulong na din siya para sa isang player.
Pero hindi pa rin kasing level ng basketball.
Hindi pa din kasing level ng basketball. Hopefully, someday.
Okay, so pag-usapan naman natin yung ano, yung training program dito sa UP. Paano siya nagdi-differ sa program niyo dati nung high school or ano yung mga ginagawa niyo sa training ngayon?
Dati sa high school, hindi ganun ka-intense yung training namin. You train twice a week for 2 hours. But here before the season, you train 3 times a week for close to 3 hours. That's in the morning. Then on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Mondays are the really intensive training days. You have the Tabata program. They're short exercises, but there's several of them. Short but really heavy on the body. Mm-hmm. So you feel like after 30 minutes of doing this set of exercises, you did like a whole day's work, especially if you're new. Mm-hmm. But this will enable you to become stronger gradually and towards the long run. But then when close to the season, we incorporate a lot of running for endurance. So we have best time, which we do around the ACAD Oval. Mm-hmm. We do it. We have passing grade for the best time is in 10 minutes, one round. Mm-hmm. But for those people who are freakishly physically gifted, they can do it in 6 minutes, 45.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Those are the intense players. Then afterwards, we have those short but explosive runs for speed. And we do ball handling techniques. We do plays so that we know. We do formation practices. We know how to pass, when to pass, counter-attacking, and all those.
Mm-hmm. Do you also like watch videos of maybe mga professionally prepared videos for instructional videos to help you also gain or learn skills?
As a team, we enjoy watching the English Premier League or La Liga. Mm-hmm. Those are the leagues in Europe and in England and in Spain.
Pero yun, as a team, do you watch it or ano na yun, kanya-kanya na yun,
as individuals na lang.
Mm-hmm.
But as a team, when we get together to watch, let's say, the World Cup, there will be factions of group, there will be other players shooting for one team and other players shooting for one team. But although you have two teams playing against each other and the team, or the UPU men's football team, are divided in watching it. But then when you see one player do an amazing trick or you see one team do an amazing play, the entire team will rejoice because that's when you know that's a fan of football. You're able to appreciate something beautiful because football's a very beautiful sport.
Yeah, yeah. So, pero you don't have that kind of part of the training where everybody sits down and watches a video of probably a play or a skill.
Not that I have known, not that I've experienced, but coach tells us to watch a lot of games, and then when he sees something nice that a player does, he'll tell us about it the next day, and then we'll try to
look for it on YouTube.
Yeah, and then he'll tell us na kung kaya niyong gawin, gawin niyo naman para may diversity yung laro niyo. Stuff like that.
Kasi, I mean, for the information of our listeners, syempre as coaches, ano yun eh, that's input eh, and you can use that also to train your athletes. Kaya in many sports, videos are really useful instruments in teaching athletes about skills that they can learn from maybe professional players. Okay?
How about weightlifting? May weightlifting ba kayo sa training program niyo?
When I was a freshman and sophomore, weightlifting was a big part of our training schedule. But then we realized that, I guess coach realized it this year that it's not as important as he thought it was then. Because when we started doing the Tabata program, I guess that ate up the training for weights. Mm-hmm. Because we have a lot of power training for strengthening our body without the use of weights anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sa football, alam ko maraming injury. Ikaw personally, nakaranas ka ba ng injury sa football or ano yung mga common injuries na nakikita mo sa football?
Luckily, worst injury ko palang sprain dahil pangit yung field na nalaruan ko. So, I'm lucky. Pero last year, ang dami kong teammates na na-injure. Especially sa finals. Siguro na isang dahilan na rin yun kung bakit kami natalo. Pero not being bitter about it, but that's just how it is. Madami. Mga dislocations, mga ACL tears, knee problems, shoulders. I had a teammate that he was the goalkeeper when I was a freshman year. He dove for a ball, he saved it, but then the attacking player had a second motion. He still kicked the ball, although our keeper was holding onto the ball already. Then you could hear him shouting on the ground. He was pounding at the ground, covering his face. Then when he stood up and removed the glove from his face, you could see blood running continuously. So he was rushed to the hospital. Then after the practice game against this really crappy, really bad team, really dirty team that played. I mean, we went to him. We saw that his cheekbone was crushed. His eyeball sunk. He needed a lot of surgery. He had to put like a metal piece to lift back his eye, and then he needed plastic surgery to clean it up a bit. So a lot of injuries happen in football.
Baka dapat ang football, ang goalkeeper naka-helmet na rin, ano? Pati yung mukha.
Pero ngayon, nowadays, yung generation kasi ngayon, medyo naging intelligent na yung mga players. Hindi na agaya dati nung, lalo na first year ako na talagang hard, 100%. Lalo na pag may challenges, 50-50. Talagang kunin mo yung 50 ng kalaban. Ngayon, matalino na sila maglaro. Inisip na din nila yung injury siguro kasi sa career nila in the future. Hindi na yung every challenge kukunin talaga nila. Talaga nag-iisip na din ng mga players yun. Kaya,
yung if it's worth the risk.
Worth
ano,
the risk. Injury.
Kasi nga, pag na-injure ka, matatanggal ka sa laro, tapos magre-recover ka pa, mas mahirap bumalik. Okay. Kaya talaga lang dapat pag-isipan ng mabuti. Ang tanong din dun kasi, from the point of view of sports science, injuries may be caused by a variety of factors, ano? So is it because the training was too intense na hindi talaga kaya ng mga athletes, ipinilit lang ng coach, or may problema yung athlete mismo kasi siya mismo ang nag-risk ng sarili niya? He knew it was a dangerous play and yet sumabak nga siya, like what you said. Or external factors like yung
weather,
the ground was not, you know, suited for play.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So,
accidents.
So, kasi kailangan matutunan din natin yan para ma-prevent natin yung injuries in the future. Kasi, based on my experience, ang observation ko, ang football ang pinakamaraming injuries, especially during the season. And may mga parents na pumunta sa akin at nagreklamo na dapat aralin daw yon para ma-resolve at ma-minimize yung number of injuries kasi ang kawawa yung athlete o kasi siyang nagsasuffer. So, this can be a topic for a research paper.
calling
CHK majors, sports science majors, you might want to do this as a thesis topic.
Well said.
On injuries. In fact, one of my former advisees, had a study on recovering from injuries. It turns out that if you have a positive outlook, your rate of recovery is faster than if you have a negative outlook. So may parang psychological factor, test yes. na you take to determine if you are more you're pessimistic or you're optimistic. If you're more optimistic, then you recover faster. So you see, this has an impact on one's recovery. And it came out in her thesis. Wow. This has been an interesting session. Thank you, Paco, for
thank
joining
you for
us.
Me.
And we hope our listeners learned a lot also from this discussion on football. Any last words, guys?
Thank you once again for the opportunity to come here and be part of this Labkoang Sports program. And thank everyone for listening.
So thank you din sa mga listeners. And yun, huwag niyo magkakalimutan na supportahan ng UP Men's Football Team this coming UAP season.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This has been Labkoang Sports.